Thank you for calling Orchard Village. This is Missy. I can help you.
Hi, I have a question. I'm looking to find an apartment to rent, and I came across your guys's, and it says to call you guys for rent, call for details.
Sure.
So I didn't know if you could help me out on that. It's a two-bedroom, 1.5 bath.
Yeah.
So it's the Hickory ones.
Yeah, I'd love to help you with everything. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Alyssa Archer.
Alyssa, very nice to meet you. How's your apartment search going so far?
Well, I'm struggling, so it's been kind of difficult. I do have 2 dogs, and the pet policies are kind of restricting me on finding an apartment.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well,
yeah.
What other kind
so
of things have you been running into? Is it just kind of the dog, you know, thing or anything else? Yeah.
It's just a pet policy. I have 2 golden doodles, and one's 65.
God.
Yeah, one's 65 pounds and one's 55 pounds. So they're like, yeah, we don't accept anything over 25 or 100 combined. So I'm just kind of stuck.
No, well, good thing, Alyssa. You are totally fine. What are your dogs' names?
Bailey and Millie. They're 2 females.
Bailey and Millie. How cute. Yeah, I actually, the funny you said that, I was just looking at golden doodles. I've got a mix at home that sheds like crazy, like white hairs everywhere. And I said, next dog I get is going to be a golden doodle because that's what they don't shed, do they?
Well, so funny thing is it depends on the gene that they get. So I have one that's more curly, so she has more of the poodle genes, so she doesn't shed. But my other one, she has more of the straighter hair, so she sheds a little bit, but it's so, like, maintainable. Like, I don't have hair all over me all the time. They get on my couch, and I don't have hair all over, so it's kind of nice. But, yeah, they do shed a little bit, unfortunately. I was kind of shocked whenever I started finding hairs. I'm like,
wait
that
a
was
minute.
The main reason why I got
you.
Too late to return you now.
But it's not like the vacuum gets stuck and everything like that. It's just oh, good. Well, that's wonderful news. I'm still going to look
into
them.
They're really good family dogs. They are so sweet. So I definitely recommend them.
Oh, good. Have you had them since they were puppies?
Yep. They. My first one I got, she was about 6 months old. I rescued her from a family that didn't really take care of her very well. And the second one, I was like, I have to get another one since my first one was like, you know, so perfect. And then I got a second one. And she's so good, too.
That's good. That's great. Well, yeah, I mean, here at Orchard Village, there's a really nice fenced-in dog park area over here. So if Bailey and Millie like to run around with other dogs or at least off-leash, it's a really nice area for them.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, they love that. They go to daycare and stuff. So
Are you out in this area?
No, I'm actually out in Sullivan, Missouri, but I'm looking to get up there because I just started a job at Boeing.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a really good company. So I'm really wanting to start to, you know, go in the office and stuff. So I kind of just want to live a little bit closer.
Of course. Yeah, that's kind of a trek from Sullivan up here.
Oh, yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah. So did you grow up there in Sullivan?
Yeah. Yep. I just graduated from Missouri State University in December. So
nice.
I just landed so I moved back here, and we're living with my boyfriend's family right now, so we're trying to get in our own apartment, so.
Yeah, ready to get your own space, closer to work.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, Alyssa, you got a lot of good things happening for you. Congratulations on everything, new job, different area.
You.
Are you familiar out here in, like, St. Louis, West County area, or just to come up for your interviews?
Yeah, my sister actually and my brother live up in that area. My sister actually just moved out to St. Paul, but my brother lives over by, like, the Magic House and stuff now.
Oh, yeah, Kirkwood area.
Yep. So they've been up there. So they've been kind of, like, directing me in some areas where to go and not to go.
Yeah. Well, they directed you well.
It's a good area.
It is. So. Yes, this area over here, we kind of have this little bubble of West County, and it's all very nice areas, a lot of well-kept parks and restaurants, shopping. There's literally everything around here, so you're definitely in a good area and not far from your job either.
Perfect.
So fantastic, Alyssa. Okay, so it's you, Bailey, Millie, and what's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Nick, but he wouldn't be there full time with me. He's actually in the works of starting his own business, traveling, kind of doing his own little thing right now.
Cool.
So he won't be there full time with me.
Okay. All right. So basically it's going to be you, Bailey, and Millie. Now, when do you start at Boeing? When do you need to be moved in by?
I've actually already started. So I work from home right now. I started back in May.
Okay.
So I didn't know if that would be an issue at all with, like, applying and just, like, my income and stuff like that. I think I make enough, you know, obviously to, like, show that I have income and can pay the bills and stuff. But I didn't know, like, the history of it. It wasn't as long as I don't know.
Oh, no. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, you've already had a couple of pay stubs come in, I'm sure. So we could just get a couple copies of those. So no issue there whatsoever. And so you've already started. When would you like to be moved in by then, since you already?
Really, anytime this fall.
Okay.
I'm not in too big of a hurry. Just, you know, I'm waiting to find the right place and, you know, right time. So whenever,
exactly.
I mean, I've been looking at your guys. I like your guys' layouts and stuff and the looks of it. So I'm really interested in, I think the hickory one, I don't know, like, the difference of the magnolia, hickory, willow, and maple and all that stuff.
Yeah. The hickory's gorgeous. It's very similar to the magnolia. It just has that extra bathroom. It's a 2-bed, 1.5 bath, like you were saying. But the dining area, the living room area, and the kitchen, it has kind of the same look as that magnolia. It's one big open space, which is so nice. And you have that kind of kitchen island in the middle. All of those really updated, renovated photos you see on our website, that's going to be the look of this hickory as well. Now, I know there's a few different prices on them. They're all a little bit different based on the exact home. Was there a price point, Alyssa, you're trying to kind of keep it within and I can see what I have come and open that fits everything?
Well, I guess with my income, it would probably be, like, the most I could probably pay would be $1,300 a month.
Okay,
for rent.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see what I have coming available. And you said anytime this fall, so that is great. Definitely two bedrooms?
Yes, please. They're not kicking me out the door anytime soon. I'm just trying to get prepared and ready.
So awesome. Well, let me see what I have coming open. And you know what I can do, Alyssa? If you have an email address, I could send you over a video walkthrough of this one because the photos online, they're not the exact style of the hickory, but I do have exact photos of hickories and a video walkthrough, so it gives you a really good idea of everything. What's a good email?
It's A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Okay.
A-R-C-H-E-R 1997
at Gmail. Fantastic. And what's your phone number?
It's 636 234-4019.
4019. Okay. What I'll do in just about, you know, 10-15 minutes, I will send you over an email with the video tour, the photos. I'll include the pricing of these because I'm going to go and look through what I have upcoming, maybe a couple different options, but there's not many available. So if you do think it looks like something that would work out, I'll include also a link to our website. You could do an online application to hold one. That's the very first step. Other than that, are you going to be up here anytime soon? And if you wanted to come by and tour the community?
I mean, I could come up anytime. Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, I work from home right now, so
yeah,
I can flex my time any way I want. So I don't mind either coming up or if you just want to email me, we can work something out, whatever.
Well, that's perfect. I'll send you this email over, and then after you take a look at everything, we're here 7 days a week. So definitely whenever you can come up. I really think you're going to love this community, unless I do have, you know, the dogs are perfectly fine. We're close to work. It's a really nice area up here. We're even just a few miles away from Castlewood State Park, if you guys like to do any, like, hiking or anything. I know Sullivan's a beautiful area, too, so we can't really
compare, but there's, though.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, well, I'll send that over here in just a few minutes, Alyssa, and if you have any questions whatsoever, just let me know.
Okay.
But again, if everything looks good, I would do that online application to get it started, or just reply back and let me know if you want to come up, and I'll set you up.
Okay, yeah. What was your name again? I'm sorry, I missed that.
That's fine. No, my name is Missy.
Missy. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Missy. I really appreciate all the information and the talk. So
no problem.
You've been really helpful. So thank you for that.
Absolutely, Alyssa. That's what I'm here for. So I hope to meet you soon, and hopefully we can get you in soon.
Yeah, that sounds so good. Thank you so
all
much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.